All right, welcome to Musical Chairs. Musical Chairs. There are... It's like this. Tonight's theme is like an audition episode. There are 12 characters to audition for. There are 8 male characters, 4 female characters, and 2 gender-neutral characters. And there's 2 productions. One of them is Chugga Chase, one of them is mine. The first production is mine. It's called The Hunters. And the synopsis, a lonely high school loser tries to fit in the only way he knows how by forming a monster hunting agency with his 3 friends. They take pop culture a bit too seriously and decide that Robert Pattinson is a real vampire, and they set out on a cross-country trip in order to destroy him so that Forks may once again be safe. Oh, yeah. The way this is going to work, we're going to go to the first character, listen to all the auditions for that character, and we're going to cast somebody as that character. If we end up liking the actor that we cast for the first character more for another character, we're going to uncast him as the first and cast him as another character, and then move our second choice into the first character. So the order of people that are going to be saved is going to jump around a lot tonight. So you should probably listen to the whole episode. This is a trick to get you to listen to the whole episode to see who's safe and who's not. The first character is the only returning character from last season, and that is Randy Malice Johns, male, age 15, bio. All Randy wants to do is fit in, but the kids at school just don't understand him. They tease him and call him mean names like Randy, which he hasn't gone by in 2 weeks. And he's asked repeatedly that people call him Malice. Kids can be so cruel. They also look at the freckles on his mouth and call him Poop Lips. He pierced his own lip with some ice cubes and bobby pins and did a pretty good job. He is the leader of this group, and he doesn't take crap from anyone. That's the first character that's being auditioned for. And first up is Bogus Bryson.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster technically, but he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack would go into someone's room and try to drain them of their precious blood? No, he would just bring them presents. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we're Harry and Ron. But I just wanted to let you know, you're my heroine, Donnie. Poop Lips! I am so sick of hearing Poop Lips! The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book!
Heaven Incarnate, you're up.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster, technically. But he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack would go into someone's room in the night and try to drain them of their precious blood? No, he would just bring them presents. We're so Edward and Bella. I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want you to know, you're my heroine, Donnie.
Poop Lips! I am so sick of hearing Poop Lips! The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book!
Majaboo 0111, you're up.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster technically, but he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack will go into someone's room in the night and try to drain them of their precious blood? No! He will just bring them presents!
We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I want you to know, you're my heroine, Donnie.
Pooplets! I'm so sick of hearing pooplets! The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book! And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book!
Next up is The Pot.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster, technically, but isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack would go into someone's room in the night and try to drain them of their precious blood? No! He would just bring them presents! We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want you to know, you're my heroine, Donnie. Poop Lips! I am so sick of hearing Poop Lips! The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book!
Russ is up next.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster, technically. But he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack would go into someone's room in the night and try to drain them of their precious blood? No! He would just bring them presents. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want you to know, you're my heroine, Donnie. Poop lips. I am so sick of hearing poop lips. The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. Guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book.
Right, Eye, you're up.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster, technically, but he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack will go into someone's room in the night and try to drain them of their precious blood? No, he would just bring them presents. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron, but I just want you to know, you're my heroine, Donnie. Poop lips. I'm so sick of hearing poop lips! The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book, and guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book.
Next up, is Seraphim Swordmaster.
Yes, Jack Skellington's a monster technically, but he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack would go into someone's room in the night and try and drain them of their precious blood? No, he would just bring them presents. We're so Edward and Bella. We're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want to let you know, you're my heroine, Donnie. Poop lips? I'm so sick of hearing poop lips. The next person that calls me that is going to be in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book.
The Nation Maker, you're up. Starting now.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster technically, but he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack would go into someone's room in the night and try to drain them of their precious blood? No, he would bring them presents. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want you to know, you're my heroine, Donnie. Poop lips! I'm so sick of hearing poop lips! The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book.
Next up, Lord of the Morning, who didn't zip his audition files, because he's a bastard.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster, technically, but he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack would go into someone's room in the night and try to drain them of their precious blood? No! He would just bring them presents. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron, but I just want you to know, you're my heroine, Donnie. Poop lips! I am so sick of hearing poop lips! The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be put in my burn book!
Carnage, you're up.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster, technically. But he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack would go into someone's room at night and try to drain them of their precious blood? No. He would just bring them presents. We are so Edward and Bella. I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron, but I just want you to know, you're my heroine, Donnie. Poop lips. I am so sick of hearing poop lips. The next person that calls me that is going to be put into my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book.
Apotheria, you're up.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster, technically, but he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack would go into someone's room in the night and try to drain them of their precious blood? No! He would just bring them presents. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want you to know, you're my heroine, Donnie. Poop lips! I am so sick of hearing poop lips! The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book!
Sonic Mega.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster technically, but he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack would go into someone's room in the night and try to drain them of their precious blood? No! He would just bring them presents. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want you to know, you're my heroine, Donnie. Poop lips! I am so sick of hearing poop lips! The next person that calls me that is going to be put in my burn book! And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book!
B. Macaulay.
Yes, Jack Skellington is a monster technically, but he isn't like the rest of them. Do you think Jack would go into someone's room at night and try to drain them of their precious blood? No, he would just bring them presents. We're so Edward and Bella. Well, I mean, we're both guys and straight, so I guess we could be Harry and Ron. But I just want you to know, you're my heroine, Donnie. Poop lips! I'm so sick of hearing poop lips! The next person that calls me that is gonna be put in my burn book. And guess what? You do not want to be in my burn book!
We're here, Trick-or-Treat,
finally. Finally, indeed.
Okay. So, I made comments one by one.
I did too. I gotta refine my notes, because...
Okay. Let me just say this. I took the Lisp thing out this year because I didn't like it last year. Everybody had a lot of trouble with it. So I don't know why people are still doing the speech impediment.
Because it's just part of your character.
No, it's not. It's not anymore.
I know it's not.
Bogus, I thought your voice sounded too fake. You could have totally used your real voice for this. You're the exact same age.
Yeah. I lost my list when my internet went out. I'm trying to figure out what I did with it.
Okay.
I think, like, ignoring the lisp and everything, I for the most part, liked your rendition.
I was iffy about it. The voice, to me, it's, like, you were doing this, like, not real-sounding voice. Heaven, your voice sounded a little more legit. I don't know why everyone's doing the lisp this year. I took it out for a reason, Trick-or-Treat.
Okay.
I really liked Heaven's,
like, on its own.
Yeah, the heroin line was really sweet-sounding and legit. I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm. And it was like you actually got the character, which was cool.
Yeah. Majin Buu, you know, your know-it-all reading was really funny. Like, you did the condescending thing so well. And your lisp wasn't as bad as the others before you. And I really liked your characterization of the character.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think, Trick-or-Treat?
Who are we on now?
Majin Buu?
Margins was a tiny bit grating on me, but yeah, I liked it.
Pot made him sound a little homoerotic.
He made him sound really homoerotic.
I liked yours, but I didn't feel like it was characterized as well as some of the others. I don't mind the homoerotic, though.
Oh, is that it? Yes! Okay, I found it.
That's a little class. Do you want to move on to Russ, or do you want to... Do you want to read your notes for everybody up to the pot so they don't feel cheated?
No. Well, like, okay, on Bogus I had, the lisp was good, you know, even though the lisp shouldn't be there. I would have liked more emotion on line 2, and there wasn't enough rage in line 3 just to make it interesting. On Heaven, I thought it was more laid back, you missed the well, but I liked the rage and the traveling emotion that you had. Majin, you sounded more drunk than lispy, and I kind of liked line 2. Pot, I said, was really gay-sounding and doesn't really get the character.
The word is homoerotic, Trick-or-Treat.
Okay.
That's the politically correct word we're using in this season.
Okay.
For instance, Heaven Incarnate's normal speaking voice is very homoerotic.
Not again.
You just dropped again, didn't you? Trick-or-Treat just dropped again. She's having connection issues tonight. Which sucks. It sucks, people. So I just want you guys to know that
we lost internet again.
Trick-or-Treat, when she called me again to do critiques, she's tried to start a video call.
This is where we lost internet.
She wanted to do dirty things on the webcam, I think, which grossed me out and made me feel creeped out and intimidated and like a piece of meat, and I do not appreciate that. I just want you guys to know what I have to go through in order to get this show out to you guys. Because Trick or Treat is always making me feel uncomfortable, and I don't like it. And one day, I'm just going to put my foot down and draw a line in the sand and be like, Trick or Treat, I just want to do the show. I don't want to be hit on all the time, and I don't like your touchy-feelingness when I come to visit you. It makes me uncomfortable. She's still not back. So I don't really believe in editing so much. I know a lot of people do, but I don't like that. I think it takes away from the spontaneity of the show. So that's why I keep recording. Trick or Treat, did you stop or did you keep recording?
I always keep recording.
I'm still recording too. Okay, on to the Russ.
Okay. I applaud you for trying, Russ. The character you gave it made me laugh, but if only it actually fit the character.
I could see it for a cartoon doing this voice. I don't know if I'd buy it as a legit 15-year-old, but I'm glad you auditioned anyways. It makes me happy that you auditioned even though you probably knew that this wasn't a great part for you.
Definitely. I'm glad you tried.
Raga, your speech impediment was way too much for me. I could not listen to that for 90 minutes. But I did like your deliveries a lot.
I love the you do not want to be in my burn book part.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then you, I don't know, he sounded a little older than necessary. And maybe. I think maybe without the speech impediment, he'd just sound fat instead of old, but yeah.
Maybe. Seraphim, I like that you didn't do the speech impediment, but your acting so much wasn't as great for this particular character for me.
The accent, though, made me laugh.
That's his real accent. He's from England.
I know, but his accent made me laugh.
Okay. Fair enough. It almost sounded like a fake accent, like it was somebody that was like way into like vampires and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nation, you have to watch your T's. You said nigh instead of night. You really have to watch your diction. But listening to the way you don't enunciate while looking at the picture of that character, I kind of liked it.
Yeah. I didn't like the first line at all, but I don't know. Something about the way you delivered it kind of made me laugh later on.
It's just, yeah.
It seemed really lacking in levels to me.
Lord of the Morning, I loved your delivery. It was very matter-of-fact and snobby.
Yes, I like that.
Carnage, what I liked about yours is that it was kind of broody sounding, which I thought was great for this character. I felt it was a little bit subdued, but it was legit.
Yeah.
Subdued red British.
Appa, I thought you were extraordinarily soggy, and it wasn't believable to me.
There's no way I would buy the Sylvester the Cat take on this. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
If you want to... I haven't heard your other auditions, but I've noticed this... You're very cartoony and over the top, and you need to, like, reel it in a little bit. And try to not do as many voices if you want to stick around in the competition for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do legit acting.
All right, Sonic Mega.
Mega, I loved yours. The high-pitchedness and the way you spoke and the no! And the crying was really good. Did you not like this?
I don't know. I didn't like it. Maybe.
Really?
Maybe if I had gone in, like, listening for the right things. Maybe if I had paid attention to the fact that the lisp wasn't there anymore. I would have taken these auditions in a different way.
Okay.
But, I don't know. Sonic Mega is always really grating to me, and I understand that Poop Lips is supposed to be somewhat of an annoying character.
Yeah. That's why he's so good.
But, like, I don't know. You have to be able to like the annoying character if you're going to make him, the lead?
Yeah.
Either that or everyone around him has to not be annoying. Something like
that. Well, that's not happening in this production.
Yeah. You need balance. So he needs to either be real and annoying, or he needs to... Anyway.
I don't know. I really liked yours, Mega.
Okay.
B. Macaulay.
I really liked his emotion on this one.
I also loved yours. How matter-of-factly you spoke and the way you delivered that first line. I really liked you as well.
It sounded real to me.
So as far as who we were casting, Trick or Treat...
I'm leaving this decision up to you, as my notes were for different things, apparently.
Well, like, I had Mega. I would have cast Mega, but you didn't like him at all.
Well, if you like Mega, then cast him.
I'd cast
Macaulay over Mega, though.
Since this is my character and my vision, I will cast B. Macaulay.
Pussy.
I already cast Macaulay. Well, I had Macaulay second, but since you really did not like Mega and we both like Macaulay, Macaulay's cast.
Okay.
I actually thought they were kind of similar in the way that they read anyway. So.
Yeah.
So for right now, B. Macaulay, you're safe. You're going to be safe no matter what. We might move you to a different character, and if that's the case...
But regardless, you're safe now.
Yeah, you're safe. So I'm sure that's a relief for you because you were kind of emo. Okay.
Is it time for our pets?
It is time for our pets so we can stop this one.
Finally.